say.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is our pleasure this morning to be able to visit with J. Warren Teamer. He's Executive Director of the Nebraska Blue Foundation and Community and Strategic Engagement Leader at Blue Cross Blue Shield Nebraska. Welcome in, Jay.
Thank you so much for having me, Corey.
Absolutely. So we have a big day coming up next Wednesday. It's National Walk at Lunch Day. First of all, just wondering, I've heard about this for several years, but when did this actually originate?
Yeah, so I've been at Blue Cross and Blue Shield for 5 years, and we've done it ever since then, and I think even before. So while I don't know the exact genesis of it for us here locally, I know that it's been a long-time commitment from the company just to really encourage folks to get outside and get moving.
Yeah, and this is a great thing. We need to be mindful of this year-round, but this is just a way that Blue Cross Blue Shield can be involved in it, right, and promote this day. And it's good this time of year because I think people, when the weather starts to warm up, kind of start thinking about exercising a little bit more, shedding some pounds maybe that accumulated during the winter, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, our health and well-being is so important, and there's tons of benefits to just being outside, right? And so sometimes it's just something simple as going outside and taking a walk, right, with your friends, with your colleagues, with your peers. Just to kind of, reset the brain and just, take a breather amongst our very, very busy and hectic days in life.
Well, it's titled National Walk at Lunch Day, but really what you're encouraging people to do is just take 30 minutes, set aside 30 minutes next Wednesday. And it doesn't have to be at lunch, right? It can be in the morning, it can be in the afternoon, it can be in the evening.
Yeah, it could be any time. I think we center in on lunch because for folks who might be in the Omaha Metro, we do a National Walk Day celebration at Stinson Park. That's open to the public. Folks can join us over the lunch hour to, just come and walk. But like you said, it's really the goal is to walk 30 minutes anywhere, anytime with the goal of improving your health and well-being. And so we just love the, how it can all come together to get people excited, to kind of get some synergy, get some momentum built. And so, it's always more fun when you have a friend to do something with. And so we hope that across the state, companies will participate, individuals will participate, schools will participate, really all with the goal of just getting folks outside.
And talk about Blue Cross Blue Shield's involvement in this. I see that there is a number that if they take this National Walk at Lunch pledge, they reach a threshold that you're going to donate some of money to Special Olympics Nebraska.
Yeah, we have a goal every year to get 10,000 people to pledge to take a walk. And so on our website, NebraskaBlue.com, folks can go out and see the info on how to register for National Walk at Lunch Day and get counted in that number. And I'm pleased to share that we already exceeded that goal. So
great.
We are at 14,000, a little over 14,000 folks who have registered. And so since we hit that threshold, we'll be donating $5,000 to Special Olympics Nebraska, which provides, athletic and other recreational opportunities for folks across the state who have special abilities. And then we'll also be making a $1,000 donation to a school who chooses to participate. So last year, that donation went to Brady Public Schools, and they supported the physical education program. And this year, we're excited to add an additional $1,000 for a participating nonprofit across the state. And so, while we are committed to this, either way, we're just really excited that hopefully we can inspire folks to participate by adding a little bit of incentive as well.
Well, I think that is great for sure to be involved in that way. Now, if people can sign up as individuals, and you welcome that, but obviously with a more incentive to sign up as an organization too, is there still time if an organization hearing this wants to sign up and make it available for their group of people at their workplace to be able to do that?
Yes, everyone is welcome. We welcome individuals, schools, nonprofits, companies, and the registration will be out there until next Wednesday, April 30th, the day of the event. So especially for companies or schools or, offices that want to participate, there's also lots of promotional resources out there. So if you want to, print off a poster for the break room or get an email template, you want to post a graphic on maybe your intranet, our team has done an amazing job of pulling together everything you need to hopefully promote this, make it easy for you to encourage folks to participate as well.
And for more information, information. I see they can, if they want to take the pledge, and for all the info they need and resources, they just go to NebraskaBlue.com and look for, I'm sure you have bright headers there on your webpage.
Yep, it's NebraskaBlue.com/walk. And so you can go out and get all the information.
All right. Jay Warren Teamer has been our guest today on the show to talk about National Walk at Lunch Day. And again, it is happening next Wednesday, and you can do it over lunch or anytime during the day. Just encourage you to get out and walk for a total of 30 minutes. Most of my walking, Jay, is on the golf course. So can I count that if I have a pull cart as I'm playing golf?
Absolutely. You probably rack up a good amount of steps.
I have
littles, and so my walks tend to be pushing a stroller these days, but any walk counts.
Well, thank you again, Jay. Appreciate your time, and hope we have clued people in that maybe haven't heard about this and motivated them to walk a little bit more, and you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.